Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the three and I don't give a fuck for the record. What's the meaning of the fellow with the jump? I'm back up on the scene with the two like the Viper. Meaning so much more, I think I'm straighter than a sniper. Mystical, your bitch, are you ready for the drama? Told you who it is, who's gonna run, I kill mama. If I catch you with your draw down, I'ma do ya. Once upon a time, I'm up the river, give me the cruiser. Now I'ma drag up from the river, dump his body and chuck y'all. Leave it alone around his neck, beating that ass yellow boy. Oh, he want some, ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical, I'm from the three and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget about the U and the third wall. I'm a diggity jack of all trades. Don't make me so sad, you're fucking head. I'm a queen, don't need none king. I'm any love, I'm any trade. I'm trying to get you around, I'm ready to unwrap your braids. Gay blade, now what you want to do, my nuts? You can't see me, cause you wanted to battle. Now I just can't battle. You can't bother me, one doc, champ. Don't make me bust your rumble, right to left, to upper, cut the roundhouse, I step bolo. Let go of my church, your hoe, bloods up on my polo. I'm a dragon from the river, dark side, and just y'all. Even I know around his neck, green, bad, and yellow, boy. Oh, he wants some, ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical, who's a hoe? Mystical, I'm a three, and I don't give a fuck. And I know you thought I would be back, but you can't keep me down. Don't forget another you, and I cash money clown. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me, bitch, stop playing with me. I'm like the BG's and Gat told me. But this time, it's a bulldog barrel smoking. I hope to catch you, chop you down, tear your ass apart. Grass or the swine, touch down, your brain's on the ground. I got the gas spelling backwards, that's what I do. I phone that ass, your bitch, I'm not an actor. I'm coming up in front of me, don't wanna be. I want you too many times to watch a bloody tragedy. I got the title to the post, with the look of gold. I spin the pin in the turtleneck polo, cause I don't care. Look what you're saying about me, well, I'm tired of telling you that I'm a donkey nigga. Stop playing, I'm a dragon from the river. Dump his body and chuck y'all, leaving a load around his neck. He's a badass yellow boy. Oh, he wants some, ain't that cold, y'all? Mystical.
That ban is a product of a cool environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with Mike Kruger.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
LB.
I'm so swift and so G-car, I'm so hip to this. I was like, if y'all would have came a minute earlier, you probably would have got me. But y'all too late and hung up the ball, you feel it?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I know y'all seeing the little FYHT going around. Y'all don't forget, go over to the FYHT Fire Your History Teacher channel and subscribe. We're just getting a new channel started, Fire Your History Teacher channel. That's kind of what I'm representing and promoting at the beginning there. So we're just getting that started. So y'all slide over there on YouTube. We're going to have a lot more videos, not really lives, but a lot of videos on that channel. So, you know, y'all get over there, man, and subscribe to the Fight Network, the Fight Network. And I'll put that up here in a moment. Shout out to everybody we got in the building, man. We got the world-class Jai King and Westside Coolidge already in the comments, man. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to y'all. Don't forget Saturday. Let me let you know, Saturday, we will be starting our series on the boy crisis, the Black Manosphere and the boy crisis, in which case we'll be kind of digging into the book, The Boy Crisis, and just kind of chop it up about some ideas, you know, from what we, you know, get from the book there. Let's see what we can come up with. Jaquin said, you know, I'm from Carolina. This is just downright embarrassing. One love to you, my big homie, Big Mike Drop. We in here 336. Man, shout out to you, Jonathan. Shout out to you. Look, man, we're going to have a serious conversation tonight. I got the phone lines open, man, so you can hit us on Blog Talk if you don't want to show your face, man. Or, you know, I get it. Everybody's, you know, not really sitting in one place right now. But if you want to come on the show, man, and talk about this, I call this show Thick Teacher, Thin Patience. And, you know, I had to get my, you know, whatever. We'll do that later. Man, we got Fuquan in the building. What's happening with you? Yeah, man, we got an interesting show tonight, man. We're going to start talking about what's going on in the school system, man. Do teachers need hazardous duty pay around this mug, you know, for real? Do they need to get, like, an extra ban a month just to go deal with these kids and educate your kids? In a lot of situations, they're your kids. So we're going to talk about that tonight, man, show a little videos, you know, a couple of videos about some things that are happening here in the news, dealing with school substitute teachers and whatnot. So, look, man, let's get into it. We got to have all support tonight. We're trying to have a positive conversation tonight. So if I do let the panel up, you know, let's have a positive a build conversation about this. So, you know, let's do that. I will probably put the link up here in a moment. But let's get into the subject matter tonight. And I want to start out with a little bit of news. YSL attorney. An attorney for YSL. Let me show y'all this. Let me just pull it up, man. Let me stop playing. Let me stop playing games. Gonna pull it up for you. Let's take a look at this. Is this not the craziest shit? There we go. Hey, there you go. Y'all can see that? Let me get up out of there. I'm just gonna get up out of there. Well, maybe not. There we go. All right. So this is on Atlanta Journal-Constitution News, and this was today, if I'm not mistaken. I think this was 9 hours ago. Yeah. All right. So here we go. A defense attorney in the Young Slime Life gang case was arrested Thursday morning when he tried to enter the courtroom with a bottle of his prescription medication, his colleague said. Anastasios Manetas, who represents Miles Farley, was handcuffed and brought into the back of the courtroom during a security search of the attorney's bag about 10 a.m., according to several attorneys who witnessed the incident. So people are saying that he was trying to sneak drugs into the courtroom. But it seems like they're already spinning the story. It was obviously his own prescriptions, and he couldn't take them before he left the house. He had to bring them to the courtroom with him. So we're going to, you know, keep an eye out on this Young Slime Life case. I think they already got something out on Hulu about it, and the case hadn't even really materialized yet. So we're going to keep our eyes on this, man. This is that good old-fashioned, you know, inner city news that we like to, you know, pay attention to, the entertainment and all of that stuff. So we're gonna hit that, you know, tonight a little bit before we get into the teachers. Thick teacher, thin patience. Y'all will see what I'm talking about when I play this video, man. I did do a censor job on the video. It's a big to do. It's a big to do about the video and about what the teacher had on or didn't have on. So, you know, I had to cover that up. Let's get up out of there. Let's go over here. Oh, I think this is interesting. First and foremost, Alec Baldwin, they're dropping the case. The prosecutors for Rust are dropping the case and dropping all the charges against Alec Baldwin. So it must be nice to be a millionaire, superstar, part of a good family in America. You can just shoot people and kind of get away with it. So y'all see that it's real. But I think something else is going to pique your interest tonight, especially some of my listeners. I think this is going to pique your interest, and I think that it's our job to inform you here on the Big Mic Drop. We got to inform you. We got to make sure that you have the necessary information. G.I. Joe used to be one of my favorite cartoons, and you know what they used to say at the end of every G.I. Joe show? Knowing is half the battle. Knowing is half the battle. I don't fight knowledge. A fool rejects knowledge. I think it says that in the Bible. Only a fool rejects knowledge. So, you know, look, it is what it is. If something comes along that disproves everything I believe today, I'm not holding on to what I believe today. If that makes sense to you. But let's keep pushing, man. Let's keep pushing. Like I said, let's get to this story here. Let me go and pull that up there. Yeah, let's open that.
If you need affordable general liability, workman's comp, tools and equipment,
all right,
commercial
has
auto,
has
and even
to go
property
through.
Insurance, let's next you've got...
Welcome back. It is time for the Hot Topic Buzz. New
all
documents
right.
Revealed.
Let me share that so y'all can see that. I hope y'all didn't hear that commercial. Let's go. All right. The name of this story, slang words. Quote, red pill, based. Well, no, quote, red pill, quote, based. Labeled as violent extremism by FBI. And, of course, you see this is Fox Business News. And a lot of brothers in this space believe a lot of shit you see on Fox. So let's go ahead and check this out, man. Tell me what y'all think about this shit.
Reveal a list of for the Hot Topic Buzz. New documents reveal a list of commonly used words online.
Put one in the chat if you can hear.
The FBI has labeled extremism. This after a FOIA request. It's a Freedom of Information request from the Heritage Foundation. The phrase red pill, made famous by The Matrix, is a belief that society is corrupt and people are victims of that corruption. The word based, just based, according to the FBI, refers to someone, quote, who has been converted to racist ideology. And then there's this one, LARPing. It originally refers to groups doing live action role playing. Now it's a way to, quote, deride individuals accused of not being as extreme. These are the words that the FBI has indicated are in the extremist category. Monica.
Well, I just tweeted the word based last night, Maria.
All right. And so just in case anybody wonders why I'm not tagging my shit red pill and all of that, why I don't really subscribe to the red pill, even though as a young man, I went through a red pill rage, that was just a phase. It's not a way of life, if that makes sense, in my opinion. So, you know, a lot of people that are committed to this red pill ideology, and they're putting it in their YouTube videos and their thumbnails and stuff like that. Just take that into consideration, man. This just came out yesterday, but, you know, this has been, you know, being talked about for months now in this space. The folks have created buzzwords in this space. So move accordingly. Move accordingly. Let's keep going.
What I was tweeting at the UFC response to President Trump and Kid Rock and Mike Tyson all attending that huge event.
Fair use,
Miami
by the way.
The weekend. So I guess now I'm considered an extremist by the FBI. Look, this is all part and parcel of what we have seen over the last several years of weaponizing government to attack the First Amendment. We just saw over the last couple of weeks the case of Douglas Mackey, who was convicted in a court of law for an anti-Hillary meme in the 2016 campaign. We also saw journalist Matt Taibbi, who's a classic liberal. He's not a conservative, and he had the IRS show up to his door on the very day that he was testifying to Congress about the Twitter files. So all of these actions not only are a violation of the First Amendment, totally unconstitutional, Maria, but they're also messaging events. They are shots across the bow to regular Americans who may dissent from what the Biden administration and big tech and all of these progressives are doing to the country. It's a shot across the bow to all of us that, hey, you may not want to stick your head up too far above the level here, because we are going to come for you, and it is not going to be pleasant, because we're going to come for you with the entire force of the U.S. government.
Wow.
That is terrifying, unconstitutional, and illegal, but they're doing it anyway.
This is very disturbing, Mike.
It's funny watching people just realize that the government is capable of doing illegal shit. You late to the party, fam.
Yeah, Maria, the using of this language to label people extremists is nothing more than cover to allow them to surveil and harass people who are guilty of political wrongthink. The FBI has become a political hit force for the left to go after their enemies. And so what you are seeing when these things come out are no different than going after concerned parents showing up at a school board meeting. Right. And, you know, telling them that they are domestic terrorists. What they'll do is they'll use someone like the Southern Poverty Law Center to come in and say, label somebody with some, you know, normal conservative thought advocating for a smaller government or exposing corruption. Well, now this person is in.
Dude's just saying a whole bunch of nothing right now, in my opinion. What are your thoughts on this? Put it in the comments. What are your thoughts on this? Especially some of the brothers in this space. Now that is being targeted. And I'm sure some of you would wonder why you're being targeted. That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. Tonight we're talking about thick teachers, thin patience. Thick teachers, thin patience. You want a big mic drop?
Mic drop.
Let's get it popping. I'm going to go on and put the phone on. Along with the question. I like that. That shit's so dramatic. I love that shit. All right. Should corporal punishment be reinstated in public schools? 2024. 2023. We can do it now. Should corporal punishment be reinstated in public schools? And you're going to see why I'm asking this question after we watch this video. So I do want y'all to watch the video of the girl and the teacher going at it. Like I said, I did my best to block out everything. But for those who don't know, this is my thoughts. Never mind. These are my thoughts. I really feel like the woman probably had on like a thong or something like that. I think she had on a thong. I don't know. Confirm that. Can't confirm that. But those are just my thoughts. Let's see what Fuquan talking about. He said all that red pill. What red pill, pink, blue pill. I'm a man before any of that. Facts. Facts. And that's the best way to be, man. We got to live our life, man. We can't conform to any of this bullshit out here. And you see why I'm a nonconformist. Can't do it, fam. And plus, that's just not real for me. That's just not my reality. So, you know, I get it. But anyway, we want to check this out. I want us to check this out. And I showed it at the beginning of the show. I showed it at the beginning of the show. But I want y'all to see it. Again, in full detail. So this is the uncensored fight. Well, it's kind of censored. I censored it. Let's check this out. This was in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. For those who've been through Rocky Mount, North Carolina, it's not a whole lot there. It's not a whole lot there. It's a pretty rough area, if I'm not mistaken, kind of dealing with some economic issues and whatnot. I think I last went through there probably, I guess last year sometime. Last year sometime, 2022. But yeah, anyway, with all that aside, let's see what we got here. Let's check it out. All right. I know that was stressful. It was stressing me out just watching it. But what are some of your thoughts on that? You can give us a call. Here, let me pull this banner down right now and get this Ewok off the screen. Yeah, you know he red pill. That's a shot across the bow. Just a shot across the bow. All right, give us a call, 563-999-3573. If you would like to chime in on this conversation tonight, if you would like to chime in on the conversation, you can call us on Blog Talk. 563-999-3573. All right, before we get into it, I'm going to go ahead and also drop the link in the chat if you would like to come up and join the show and talk about it. It's a discussion show tonight. We need to discuss this because a lot of us have kids. Me, fortunately, my son is grown. But a lot of people have kids that are going to school. They're going to be in school, and we need to figure this out. Schools are becoming increasingly the most unsafe place for children to be. And pretty soon that's going to start having broader social ramifications. If the foundation of the education system isn't somewhat intact, and, you know, basically we're falling victim to terrorism right now. These are terrorist attacks that are happening on these schools. When you're in a state of constant fear and elevated stress levels, you're not really retaining information and learning. Not at the optimal levels that a child needs to be learning. So it's going to start a snowball effect in our society, and you'll soon see it. So I think it's up to those of us who care, those of us who are responsible, to Let's start chopping it up, man. These are think tanks on YouTube. YouTube channels are nothing more but miniature infant think tanks. So, you know, let's get a think tank that's going to put something positive back, build something. Let's do that. That's my challenge to us. So, yeah, give us a call, 563-999-3573, if you want to tune in on that. I do want to play the news story about said fight between those teachers, because that shit was crucial, man. And I want to talk about this. So give me one moment. Let's share screen again and get that shit popping.
Chelsea Donovan reporting live. Thanks, Chelsea. Rocky Mount police say they're investigating now a fight involving a student and a substitute teacher at Rocky Mount High School. A profanity-laced video has surfaced and shared online multiple times. It shows the pair arguing over a cell phone and then everything turning physical. Take a look.
Why is the phone not talking to everybody else? That's my phone. No, you did not keep nobody else's phone. And you still give me my phone. Don't touch me. That's not my phone.
Situation continues to escalate, obviously, to this moment. Both the student and substitute teacher swinging at each other. Within seconds, the student is on the ground, restrained by the sub, disturbing all the way around. It is important to point out we do not know what happened before the recording started or how that incident ultimately ended. Police identified the substitute teacher as Xaviera Steele. Nash County Public School System is telling us that she has worked with them since 2021. The student was only identified as a juvenile. WRL's Destiny Patterson is working to get in touch with the teacher and looking into possible charges.
All right. So, yeah, they're looking at charging this woman. What do y'all think? Should she be charged?
Hunger is not a Republican or a Democrat issue. It's all of
get this weirdo off the screen. Sorry about that, fam. I wasn't trying to interrupt the show with this. All right, there we go. Let's get that off of there. Get that out of here. All right, man. Thank y'all if you're just joining tonight's episode of the Big Mic Drop. Thick teachers, thin patience. And I keep joking at the woman being thick. But look, I'm a married man. But I just did think it was interesting. I'm not blind over here. But anyway, let's keep pushing. So this teacher actually came out with her side of the story. And I'm going to tell y'all this ahead of time. I'm totally with her. Based off of what I saw, I don't feel like this woman should face any charges. It's been brought to my attention. She has a GoFundMe. You'll have to go find it yourself because I don't support that. And I'm on mute. All right, man. My bad. I've been mute the whole time. Y'all didn't even let me know. My bad. There we go. I got it. So Ms. True Love in the building. Welcome to the Big Mic Drop. She said, I'm torn, but she was wrong wearing that thong to thong thong thong. Now, y'all know good and well that, you know, and I feel you. Y'all know good and well that women wear thongs depending on what they're wearing, so people don't see their panty lines. Now, you go into a classroom full of boys, perhaps the dress was the wrong choice. You know, that maybe that was the wrong choice that day, but you go into a classroom full of, you know, raging hormone boys, and you got panty lines showing and stuff like that. I just feel like maybe she made the wrong attire choice. That's my opinion. I think she wore the wrong thing. Your substitute teaching, you know, just fall off in that thing with some khakis and old tucked in polo or something around this motherfucker. For real. But these children are increasingly more aggressive. They're increasingly more aggressive. And kids are beating the brakes off of teachers. So before we show this woman's apology, or not even her apology, because I don't really feel like she apologized, as she shouldn't. As she shouldn't, and, you know, I'll stand on that on this one. I do feel like she has a case. She has a point, and I think that the way that she feels is not very different from the way a lot of people in the profession feel, especially substitute teachers. They don't have to do this shit. They don't have to do it. But let's take a look at this situation here. This happens here, and I want to say it was right here in Atlanta. Yeah, it was Atlanta. This is Fox 5. Rockdale County, if I'm not mistaken. And it was probably about, what, 2 or 3 months ago. Let's take a look at this one and tell me what you think about this.
How to kill all my mosquitoes in the area in 90 seconds. This simple but brilliant trick you can do tonight to eliminate all mosquitoes.
But first, video show.
All right, there we go. Let me cue it up. We're getting teed up, man. I appreciate y'all for joining me tonight.
Mike,
you
want a
big mic drop? Yes. All right, yes, so this is on Fox News here in Atlanta. And this happened, I guess, let's take a look. 2 months ago. See, I'm not too far off. 2 months ago, this was at a Rockdale County school. And Rockdale is the boonies. There's not a lot of people out there in Rockdale County. But let's go.
But first, video shows a student attacking a Rockdale County teacher, sending her to the hospital with a broken leg. Good evening. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. I'm Tom Haynes. The sheriff's office and the school district now have open investigations. NewsHat reporter Joy Dukes joins us now from the live desk. Joy, teacher advocates say classrooms have gotten more violent over the years.
Yeah, Tom, that teacher will have to undergo rehabilitation for her injuries. A representative for a state teachers union says that kind of violence at the hands of students is directly related to the country's massive teacher shortage.
This video of a student attacking a teacher inside a Heritage High School classroom on January 26th is now under review by the school district and authorities with the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office.
Students are out of control.
The video, which has since been shared thousands of times on social media, shows chaos erupting in the hallway after an argument between the student and teacher seen here escalate. As that student appears to slam the classroom door on the teacher and then begins to throw punches.
There is no excuse for the violence. There is no excuse for children who are coming to our schools daily and wreaking havoc so others cannot learn.
Verdelia Turner is the president of the Georgia Federation of Teachers. She says she was angered by what she saw in that video when she first watched it Monday. She tells Fox 5 incidents like this one make it difficult to keep teachers inside the classroom.
When we search the way up and just Google student assault on teachers, we'll see numerous assaults across the country.
She believes both students and parents should be held accountable.
In this city and this state, we are in a state of emergency, and right now, we need zero tolerance.
A spokesperson for Rockdale County Public Schools issued a statement that reads in part, quote, RCPS does not tolerate student violence towards any staff members. Students who harm other students or staff will be disciplined according to our student discipline code of conduct and will be appropriately charged by law enforcement.
It's unclear exactly what disciplinary action that student is facing from the school tonight. No word on potential criminal charges at this time either, but the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office says the investigation is active and ongoing. From the live desk, Joy Dukes, Fox 5 News.
Very disturbing video there. Joy, thanks.
All right. So, yeah, it's going down, man, in the school system more than you would think. All right. So there we saw that. And like she said, you can Google student attacks teacher and you will come up with literally hundreds of videos from all across the country, all different places. Students attack teachers. Teachers get attacked so much that it probably doesn't really make the news as often as it should. Now, you got some teachers that are pricks out here. Don't get me wrong. There's some teachers that are really extra. They do the most. And, I understand. But there's no reason your child should go to a school and put their hands on an adult. I think adults should be able to lay your child out. Cold. Knock them out. Forget paddling. Just cold cock them. Because these kids are out of control. But why are they out of control? They didn't just come up with this. What has done it? Let me drop this link, man. Y'all want to come up and talk about it with me? What is the reason? You know, I get it in the social media world. You know, we get so much information. Information is just flowing through the airways, you know, texting each other, messaging each other. You know, people showing you their phone. Oh, check this out. Check this out. It's all types of images and information transferring more than ever at any point in time in history. People like to say that the world is getting more violent. Actually, no, the world is a lot better than it was. You just get a chance to see all the violence. You get a chance to see more violence. But a lot of times, unless you're in some of these war zones in the United States of America, you don't even see that. Not in real life. You have to get it on your phone. You have to get it on the screen. Real talk. I don't have any answers. I don't have all of the answers. I'm sure if I sat down and thought about it and did more research, I could come up with a solution or something that I felt was a solution. But we're organic. Organisms continue to grow. Organisms will find a way to survive, which, you know, humans will find a way to mess up anything, any law, any freedom. Humans will find a way to mess that up. So I get it. Let's go. I mean, let's get back into this a little bit, though. So I want to play the teacher, and I forgot her name. I wasn't really big on trying to, like, you know, spread this woman's name. And you're going to see why. I'm going to show you later why I wasn't big into trying to spread this woman's name, because it's another teacher that did some real foul shit, and they haven't released her name. I don't like that. I don't like that. So here we go.
Thank you for your support.
All right, so this is the teacher.
Hey, everybody. Here's the teacher. You wanted to hear from the teacher? Here I am. First of all, I want to say I love everybody.
Man, we got Westside Kulik in the building. Man, Westside, what's happening with you? What's happening with you?
Check one, two. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm good. I'm good, man. Loud and clear, man. Sound excellent. Loud and clear. Yeah, what are your excellent thoughts on this, man, before we get into this apology?
Yeah, man, this is something here. This is something. I mean, absolutely something. I lost connection because I'm on this pier and all, but I saw a little bit of it. It's unfortunate. But again, home training, it starts at the home. Home training is very critical. And accountability, home training, accountability. And, yeah.
Hey, so
it's crazy.
You haven't seen, you didn't catch the video? Because I could show it again.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, let me just go on and show that video again. I'm going to show my version of it, okay? So, let's get into it.
Somebody help phone. And you're going to give me my shit. I'm so touchy. That's on my mom.
Don't touch me.
I got to ask you, what was the first thing you noticed about that whole video?
Ooh, doggy. Oh, man. Damn. I you know, in the zoo institution, we'll say that the animals in that zoo institution, we call schools nowadays, but they placate. They placate being the zoo animals too. They put that on themselves, and not just women. You know, it's us too. But in particular, we're talking about this type of image we have here on the screen here. When I see something like that, I'm not labeling. I'm not judging anybody. I see what it is, and you know, she and or that other student, they are off balance. So that's what I see when I first saw that. I think these kids nowadays, or children, I don't want to say kids, I think they're misguided, not all, but like I was saying, Big Mike, it starts at home. Home training is very critical. Accountability is very critical. Should she have hit her? Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to say she shouldn't have. I'm not going to say she shouldn't have, but, you know, she should have, the student I'm talking about, she should have definitely not been as, you know, trying to get her phone. You know, she said, okay, you know, sit down and I'm not, you know, the phone is going to be mine because you violated the rules. And that should have just been that. Right. But we know how women are with these phones, and that's just any women. Women are crazy. The worst thing we did as men is give women a goddamn phone.
Even back in the days when you had to do the little pat shit, we had to call the mm-hmm. operator and tell them to call people. A lot of shit has gotten started over women and phones.
Facts.
So this is historic. This is a historical fact.
Right.
Hey, women ain't got towns burnt down with a damn phone, bro.
Right.
So, hey, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Some of these niggas have too. Let's not slip.
Facts.
Some of these niggas have too. But
facts.
You know, we might be talking about the feminine versus the masculine all the way through in that whole situation. So you know, whatever.
Motherfucking down.
Hey, man, we got Tommy B in the building, man. What's happening, man? Look, thick teachers, thin patience, bro. I'm with the teacher all the way on this.
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes you have to put these little wild badgers down in public.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to swing on you. As you saw, she swung on the teacher over a damn phone, and the teacher showed her what time it is. But we're going to listen to the teacher, and that's what she calls herself, the teacher, even though the news tried to put her name out there. I didn't really appreciate that, and I'm going to show y'all why here in a little bit. I'm going to show y'all why.
Right.
But, you know, check it out. Let's keep going.
Thank you for your support.
Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. Here's the teacher. You wanted to hear from the teacher? Here I am. First of all, I want to say I love everybody. Thank you for your support. Yes, you have been getting threats and some negativity. That's just, it doesn't really matter. At that point, everybody does have an opinion. But I've been working with young people for 22 years.
Let me just interject and say that ain't the only thing you're working with.
I started out in high school tutoring young folks.
There you go.
In elementary. I taught dance, cheerleading, drill team. I taught Sunday school, praise and worship dance. Like I said, Sunday school, Sunday church, and found myself, I used to work as an administrator in the office or
No, she sound like she confessing while she cook, like while she frying chicken.
Right.
Hey, she cooking for the fam while she frying, you know, confessing on Twitter. I like it. Let's keep going.
I offer support in the school district, and then I'm here as a substitute teacher. Thank you. I'm so glad you can hear me or can't hear me. Can or can't. Okay. So, I just wanted to say, though, in all my 22 years, never have I ever experienced what I experienced this Monday. I've never been attacked by young folks. I love young people. This is why I work with them. I have a heart for them. That young lady attacked me, and she went for blood. She took out an inch of my hairline from here all the way to 2 inches back here. And y'all know that black women have hair issues.
Oh, shit.
Okay?
Here we go. Here we
go. I don't understand what it is with black-on-black crime, black women hating on each other. I never did that. I always show love to my sister, especially to the kids. The kids are our future. So that fake page that was up, that somebody was like, F the kids and F that job, it was never F the kids, because the kids are our future.
Man, I should have had that Whitney Houston bumping on while she was saying this. For real. Man, we got Bob in the building. What up, Bob? Yeah, I can't say I blame her, but I can't say I agree. What up, Mike? What up with you, Bob? Look, man, I don't blame her, and I agree. For real.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, what do you think about, I hate when a lot of them put that on all so-called black women about this hair shit, but, I mean, what do you think about that? Because she got a whole damn hornet's nest in her shit that's not her hair and blah, 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 but I don't like how they put all that mental illness on all so-called black women. All so-called black women don't have that crazy contraption on their head like that. That's crazy.
Nah. I just think it's a stereotype that everybody started reinforcing.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody started reinforcing the stereotype. But, you know, every black woman didn't have problems with her hair.
Right, exactly.
Other than the fact they don't feel like doing that shit. That's the biggest problem. That's why they get all those different weaves and wigs and braids and shit like that, because they really just don't feel like doing their hair. I don't know if that's necessarily a problem with your hair, more so than it's a problem with you. But, you know, that's a discussion for another day.
Right.
That's a discussion for another day.
I just hate when they do that shit.
Hey, Bob said doorbell, LOL. Nah, man, I actually hit the wrong one. So I had to go ahead and cut it, man. I had lost my thunder, man, but I got it. I'm holding it. This is very pertinent to this show. This all sounds like.
I'm going to tell you this. She was in my space. She was behind the desk. I followed protocol for whoever said that I touched her first. Okay? And I tried to call for an administrator or somebody at the office 3 times. But never in my 22 years working with young people have I ever been attacked. But let me tell you something. Within a month, there has been a teacher that was knocked unconscious with her head kicked in. Twice, 2 teachers. Another teacher got a gun pulled on her.
Oh, man. Yo, they removed my video, man.
What video? What do you mean?
YouTube removed my video.
You talking about this live?
Yeah, they took it off, man. Said it's been removed for violating community guidelines.
The fuck? Hold on.
Huh? There's a hater in there. Oh, probably so. Yeah, man, they took my damn live down, man.
That's crazy. What the fuck?
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
For what? Well,
I don't know. We still on Facebook though, but yeah, they even took it down.
That's crazy.
Yeah, remove the video for violating YouTube's community guidelines. So it's literally 0 people in here right now.
That's crazy, Mike.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. Look, we tried.
This Nazi Zionist shit is something, man.
Yeah, we tried.
Shit.
We tried. So, yeah, we're gonna start back up, man. We're going to start back up. I'm probably going to drop another link.
Okay.
But I'm probably going to. Yeah, let me drop another link, man.
So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to leave the studio or how?
Yeah, just leave the studio, man. We're gonna start another one. I'm going to end this one. I'm going to start another one.
All right, man. I'll be on there. All right. Peace out.
Peace. All right, Facebook, man, I'm going to have to end this one, and I'm going to have to start another one on YouTube. So catch us on YouTube. Catch us on YouTube if you're joining us on Facebook. You do me a favor? The mic drop.
That man is a product of a poor environment. There's absolutely nothing wrong with him. I can prove it.
Of course there's something wrong with him. He's a Negro.
The mic drop. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Big Mic Drop. So apparently YouTube did not think that my video was appropriate, and it violated child safety laws. Or whatever, child safety community guidelines or whatever. I guess because, you know, you're showing a child getting mollywopped by an adult. I wonder would they do the same thing on the ones that show children beating the shit out of adults. Will they do that one? See, I'm glad that happened. And it was my first community guideline violation. So I got off with a warning. So shout out to YouTube for the warning. Let's get back up in here. I'm going to post a link, man. I had Kulik in the building, man. I'm going to post a link back in the chat, man, so you can go ahead and join the panel, and we can talk about this. Should corporal punishment be reinstated in public schools? I just won't show no more videos. How about that? I won't show no more videos of teachers. God, I had another one, man. That shit was crazy. Keep in mind, I got a lot of these videos off of YouTube. So I'm side-eyeing the whole situation. And I'm not going to say what my thoughts are on that as to where this unwanted attention may be coming from. Nowhere. Coming from nowhere. Westside Cooley, back in the building. What's happening?
Check one, two. Yeah, that's crazy. Let me get this. I can hear you now. I had another window open there. But yeah, man, that's you know how it goes.
Yeah, exactly, man. Look, we're gonna keep pushing because her actual apology, which is what we were in the middle of, had nothing to do. It didn't show anything happening to the child. Like I said, if I show a video where a child is mollywhopping an adult, I don't get a violation or a strike for that. And the origins of this shit is deep. The origins of child worship or child-centric society is deep, and it doesn't go very far back. The word teenager wasn't invented until the 50s. as a culture. You know, Great Depression folks, they went to work at 12. There was no teenage years, proms and all that shit. That was the thing of the 50s. So this is recent history. Think about that. A child-centric society. If you just take Christmas, for instance, how children became the focal point of Christmas. And I started to do that this Christmas, but everybody's saying that if I go into the historical aspect of or the beginnings of Christmas, then I'll be like Scrooge or something like that. I'm ruining it for people. Look, I can know where it came from and still celebrate it. I just so happen to like the time of year. You know, I like to get gifts and give gifts. It's fun to me. But when did Christmas become this thing? And I'm just using Christmas as an example. This isn't a Christmas show. But when did Christmas become this thing that was focused on doing whatever you had to do, legal or illegal, to get a child a damn gift? It wasn't like that until the 1850s. It wasn't like that until the 1850s. Most of Christmas was invented by Macy's. Most of the lure of it, Santa Claus and all that shit. But that's another show, another show. Back to this. Because it was a perfect illustration. I want to finish the sister's apology. Or not apology, but her explanation. So far, like I said, I'm with her. Because, no, she doesn't deserve to be beat down while she's going to substitute just to make sure your little funky-ass kids got, you know, learn something.
Right.
And then they'll sit their disrespectful asses in there and play on their phones, you know, play music, go to sleep, do everything that they're not supposed to be doing, and adults are supposed to just put up with for $100 a day.
Damn.
If that's what you're getting in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina.
And like I say, I love kids. My husband said, yeah, I spend my own money. I reward good behavior. I let the kids know that they have something to offer the world. They do. Each and every one of them is special in their own way. And the world is waiting for them to share their gifts. But as for me, as much as I love the kids, I cannot put my life or my livelihood in danger anymore. I will be saying goodbye to this profession. I went to school 3 times for real estate. Oh, yes, I'm being faced with charges as well behind this. And so if I get a charge on my record, there goes my career again, period. I have 4 children. My children would never, you best believe, I raised my kids right. They would never disrespect authority of any kind or an adult. They know.
Oh, yeah, bro. Your mama got them hands like that. Imagine what's happening in the house. Imagine what kind of beatdowns you're getting at the crib. Dog, your mom got hands like that for strangers' kids. So, hey, I believe her. I believe her kids are probably very well-mannered, especially in public.
To come to me. OnlyFans is out of the question. I'm not that kind of lady.
See, that's... Never mind.
I grew up in church. Okay.
See, the OnlyFans will probably jump right about now, though. Due to the nature of the video and the virality of her fame, her newfound fame, OnlyFans will jump right now. She should reconsider.
Facts.
She should reconsider.
But I just wanted to say,
I know she has a husband. Maybe, you know, some husbands be with that shit.
I still love the kids.
Damn.
They are our future. But at this point, I cannot put my children's livelihood nor my family in this situation to where I'm not getting paid. And it may be possible that I might, what I went to pay my money for, to go to school for three times, yet I did not think that I would be ending, I would not be working the last 4 weeks of school. I will have more details on what happened. I appreciate everybody that's given a donation to my husband's GoFundMe account. That's awesome. And so many people are leaving the profession. And I'm going to have to wash my hands behind this as well. I can't do this. And I'm not here to talk about what was under my clothes. Okay, that is not even up for discussion. You're hearing it from the teacher right
you
now.
You should probably clarify, though, because a lot of people think you were butt naked underneath, and they wondering why you came to school with no panties on. I'm hearing a lot of that. With a skirt.
Now, I do love kids. Please raise your children. Spend time with them. Love on them. Teach them right and wrong. Teach them to respect authority. If you want to keep a job or go into these professional places, you have to follow protocol.
He can live without that phone.
That's right. You can't be on your phone at a job.
Hey, she married to a real nigga. You get up off that damn phone. You heard? Can't live without that phone. Man, shout out to the country niggas out here, man. You know what I'm saying? You want a big mic drop. I got Westside Kulik in the building.
Mic drop.
We're talking about these teachers. Let's break the monotony a little bit of the teacher thing, and let's pull off on something else for a minute, man, because I think this is becoming a pretty hot topic. And I would like to know what you feel about this. I would really like to know what you feel about this. Then I got one more teacher story after that. Let's see what we got on this. What did you think about the red pill and the FBI situation, Westside? You weren't on at that time.
Fill me in on that. I don't know what is that about.
Oh, okay. So the FBI is basically determined that red pill is like some kind of flagged term that they're going to start watching as extremist or whatnot. So if you're tagging red pill in your shit, then, you know, don't. I don't think you are, and you know I'm not. But, yeah, the red pill is under some kind of scrutiny right now. And I always figured that would happen because cats get out here and just talk all types of weird shit on the internet that they shouldn't be talking about. Then they attach themselves to the red pill, and now the whole shit is hot.
I had to even reflect on what you were talking about. I said red pill. I said, okay, that's that manosphere bullshit. That's interesting. They're doing that now. I'm trying to censor my words here because they already been flagged and stuff. So I'm trying to think, you know, how to say this. I think it's necessary. Then I think it's not necessary because it definitely is good that this stuff is getting exposed. How you have this demonic feminism and all that kind of stuff, but you have these foreigners in particular, and these weirdos and these single mother raised men that have issues with themselves, and they placate this shit and make it hot. So I think it's good overall, Big Mike. You know that's happening, but again, I don't know how this is going to leach over to something else and trickle down to something else. That's the scary part to me. You know, where else is this going to leach out to, seep out to?
Yeah, I've always found you have to be careful of what you support in the beginning because somebody else has planned it all the way through.
Right.
You know, so you don't know. You have to, like, I guess almost, you know, reverse engineer the shit to try to, you know, figure out, hey, man, what could go wrong off of this? So, you know, that's a good observation on it. But I think that a lot of cats do it to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of cats do it to themselves. So I don't feel like it should be, you know, anything. Man, hey, man, thank you very much, man, for the cash app, man. Joaquin. Look, man, since I got the channel back going, I actually did not get my cash app thing put back up. So I got to get a video for, you know, people that give me cash app. So I don't know what I'm going to do. Hey, man, thank you very much, Joaquin. Joaquin with the $10 cash out. So, hey, I do this for you, man. Let's do this for you because this is still relevant, man. This is still relevant. This is still going on because the film hadn't dropped yet. So let's hit it.
In that movie, you gon' cry like a bitch. In Atlanta, shaking booty while your mama watch the kids. On the roof of a SUV with your auntie.
Drinking liquor out of bottle on Ponce de Leon Street. BET, know they bogus, breaking up a happy home. If your daddy watch it too, in the morning he'll be gone. He like Sandra, if I only knew that you did to do, I would never had been their dad nor married you. It's a bunch of women nervous cause they know what they did. They used to get dead, but now they got kids. Who knew that Nunu would end up on Hulu? Getting felt on by two dudes in the front of a HBCU. Freak Nick, mamas and aunts. Freak Nick, drinking liquor, smoking blunts.
Man, shout out to the Freak Nick chicks out here, man. Look, man, y'all ain't got nothing to worry about, man. Man, y'all ain't got nothing to worry about, man. I know some of y'all was like this at Freak Nick. I know some of y'all was like this.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Boy, that movie got folks shook, man. That movie got folks shook. If y'all didn't catch the last live I did, man, go back to the big mic drop, man, and check out the live on Freaknik. It's titled, yes, she was there, too. Yeah, she was there, too.
Damn.
She was there, too. So, hey, man, look, I'll just say this, man. Look, don't watch it. Don't watch it. Make sure none of your folks watch it, because if you know you did some suspect shit, you might be blurred out, but somebody might still be able to make you out. I want to talk about this guy here, man. I want to talk about this guy here because I knew that he was on his way down. I knew this guy was on his way down.
Oh, man, this was alarming to me right here.
It was. You were alarmed by this?
I was.
Really?
Well, why not this. Well, when the situation happened, I said, okay, you know, I think he's going to get out of it. But then I started seeing the girlfriend. You know what I'm saying, Mike? You know how that goes with that kind of stuff like that. Then I'm seeing the crowd that's going underneath these comments talking about, okay, you shouldn't have done that. This is what happens when you date a woman like that. Then I saw the cover he did. There's a cover he did. I don't know if it was Ebony or Essence. I don't know what it was. But he's on a couch. And he's got this very flamboyant type jacket on. He's wearing these metrosexual type clothing on. And I said, yeah, something's going on. So we're seeing this now, and I'm like, damn. And he, you know, his boy Michael B. Johnson, who's the same age as me, I appreciate what he's doing. And you know, he got his boy, his friend out here, Major, that is, to be where he is at. So you know, they're you know, thick as thieves and good friends. But it's unfortunate that this is going down. He was on top of the world in just 1 second, boom.
Yeah. So I got a picture of what you're talking about with the weird outfit, and I think the weird outfit does play a part in this.
Yeah,
I think the weird outfit does play a part in this because soon after he did this, and let me stop sharing that for now. Hold on 1 sec. Let's see here. Let me get back to StreamYard, yeah.
I still haven't seen Creed 3, by the way. I've seen the first and second one. I still haven't seen the third one. I definitely want to see it.
Yeah. So it was actually his masculinity is not fragile. His masculinity is not fragile. So I had a problem with this back when it was happening. This is Jonathan Majors. This is your boy Jonathan Majors.
Damn.
Excuse me. I guess around Valentine's Day. I think this is like the Valentine's Day thing because he had flowers around him and shit. But if you know this man, he got like the little platform boots. Marvin Gaye did a shoot similar to this before with platform boots and the red toboggan on. But then he kind of took it away with this, I don't know, what is that, velvet? I mean, what is this? Maybe some kind of crushed velvet or you know, ostrich hair. I don't know what the fuck this is that he has on. But you see that it's pink. And then the whole thing is entitled, His Masculinity is Not Fragile. Jonathan Majors' Ebony Magazine controversy explored as viral tweet sparks backlash. So after this, Jonathan Majors went on this weird-ass masculinity tour on the internet. He went on this damage control masculinity tour. Everybody want to talk to him about being a man, being a black man, masculinity, black man. Then all of a sudden, you beating everybody and their mama up like they hotcakes. No, bro. Now you got multiple allegations. And you've been trying to represent us out here and being masculine and being a man. When you did a whole shoot in a pink alpaca throw over your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Come on, man. Oh, no, Supreme Team. He said, unfortunately, the teacher from North Carolina got arrested. Lord have mercy. Damn. What did they charge her with? Please let me know if you find that out. I'm going to look that up here in a second. Damn. Like, literally, that woman was hit and accosted by that child. And these people act like children can't kill you or break your leg or do whatever they're doing to teachers. This is outrageous, bro.
Mm.
So they got this woman for assault. Golly. Man, look, y'all go find her GoFundMe, man, and donate to that woman GoFundMe, man. That shit ain't right. That shit ain't right, man, because at the end of the day, this is how I really
now
feel.
Now, come on in the house and say bye to Charlene and the kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck them kids, man. For real. I ain't going to show nothing happening to them since everybody got their panties all in the wad and shit. Fuck them kids. Like I say, the only place a kid should be a kid is at Chuck E. Cheese's, motherfucker.
Take your little bow tie, get your shit, and get the fuck out of my office, you understand?
Get the fuck out!
Facts. That's the only place where a kid should be a kid. Everywhere else, you need to be what we tell you to be.
Damn.
Supreme Tenney said, this is the reason why a lot of teachers are leaving the public school system. Yeah, absolutely. But I will say this for men. This is a perfect time for men to start backfilling those positions and gaining our prominence back in education. I will say that. It's been female dominated for so long, and the education system has become completely feminized in the United States of America because they've been dominating it, you know, since the early 1900s.
And you know, to segue to that too, what he said here, this placates right into the AI educational system, which you're trying to do anyway. So if you don't meet a certain salary bracket, you're not going to have access to this educational system we call public, private, whatever. So you kids that are acting up, you're falling right into the plan. They're trying to make this stuff strictly based off your class. let me not say that on a lot here, but they're trying to make this strictly for a certain type of people. So the kids that are acting up in these public schools, doing this stuff like that, you're working with the program. So after a while, y'all ain't going to have nothing. You're going to be in a concentration camp. That's going to be your education.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes. Yes. They got something for y'all ass, man, out here.
Yeah. Yeah.
For y'all kids, man, that's out here thinking y'all the baddest thing walking, y'all swinging on adults. Can't nobody do nothing. You know, you know who I am and all that shit. And you touch me, I'm a sue and all that. Bro, trust me. Look, they got something for you, bro. Because, see, as soon as the police get a hold of you, now you want everybody to march and put their life on hold for you.
Right.
And it just doesn't work like that. Discipline starts in the home. Hell no, my child would never go to school and freaking act like this. My son would have never went to school and swung on no teacher, bro. Never. Literally, unless it was some self-defense type of shit, like teacher deranged and comes in. You know, something like that. But it would have to be such an extreme situation. My son, no good and damn well, you don't swing on nobody over no phone. You wait till class is over, you go get your phone back. You know good and well the substitute is not going to keep your phone. They're not trying to go to the office. They're not trying to do paperwork. They're not trying to call your parents. This person is simply trying to make a day while a teacher is called out sick or is on vacation.
Right.
They just trying to make some money today. A couple dollars to go sit with the kids, you know, and go through the lesson plan.
Mm-hmm.
Work on your group projects. Most of the time, substitutes let you just chill anyway. So what was she doing to where she got her phone to? And everybody else had their phones to record and do all of this stuff because they show recorded up the teacher's behind while she was down on the ground.
Right.
And she didn't seem to care. Yeah, it was bigger fish to fry at that point in time.
Mm.
Said, these children are out of control. Good luck with recruiting African-American men to be teachers. Yeah, because, see, a lot of us will go down trying to teach these kids. If you try to go reverse course right now, a lot of niggas finna go to jail. I'm just being honest. It's just certain things off principle that's gonna get you slapped. But yeah, man, our buddy Jonathan Majors, man. Part of the boy crisis, I feel. Like I said, and he's trying to drag us into it because he's been allowed to be somewhat of a spokesperson. He's America's new favorite Negro. And come to find out, like I said, he's beating up women like hotcakes out here in these damn streets.
Damn.
According to them. Alleged.
Yeah, they said he was choking and slapping and all, you know, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. But the day after he got into it with his girl, right? It was a guy that was on Twitter that went to Yale with him because that's where he went to school, is at Yale.
Right.
And they said that it was going to be a bunch of things coming out about Jonathan because
wow.
he's been very abusive to people. Let me find that.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Let me find that tweet. Let me find that tweet.
Damn.
Tweets from man. Major. At Yale. Let's see. Yale University. Let's see. All right. So this was March 26th. And this guy is not Lil Meech. No, I don't want Lil Meech. All right. Yeah. So this was from A.B. Allen. Let me show y'all this real quick. Show y'all this shit real quick. I like to have some receipts myself. So this is Meech on Twitter, not Lil Meech. So A.B. Allen, this was on March 25th. And, of course, he looks like maybe he's a member of the Alphabet crew.
You see, exactly.
There's a particular actor, relatively new on the scene, who Twitter has violently fallen head over heels for. For who? And actually is a vicious, cruel, abusive human being, both professionally and in his personal life. And every new viral thirst tweet about him drives me insane. And they did confirm that they were talking about Jonathan Majors on this. They did confirm they were talking about Jonathan Majors on that. So this came out the day after he got arrested for, you know, slapping a girl up in New York, or supposedly slapping, because she did recant her story.
True.
But I feel like they wanted that nigga to put a hump in his back on film, and he said no.
Okay, okay.
And now it's time to start losing shit.
Right.
I think they like to set guys up like this. That he had to go one or two ways, bro. You either going to be a sissy or a brutal man.
Right.
You know, you can't be a middle of the road, dude. We already got one of those. We got Denzel, you know, and we can make him play bad whenever we want to.
Right.
But, you know, I think that was his calling. You know, everybody has to pay a price for this fame. Everybody has to pay a price for the fame, especially when you're a so-called black man in this country trying to be into the Hollywood machine, especially. The left is way worse than the right when it comes to being so-called black in this country. And I have to concede that.
Facts on top
what
of facts.
What I believed yesterday isn't necessarily what I believe today. And what I believe tomorrow may not necessarily be what I believe today. The principles stay the same. The practices may change. I'll say that. Practices can always change.
Well, what I like so far, Michael B. Johnson hasn't thrown his friend underneath the bus. He hasn't ostracized him. He hasn't separated from him. So I'm liking how he's holding him down. And, you know, if he, let's say he does disagree, he don't got to say nothing. So when situations like this happen with your friends or family, whatever, y'all don't go out there in public and start demeaning people and all this. Just don't say nothing.
Right.
That's what the Nazi Zionists do when they do this shit. They could do whatever. They don't say shit.
Right.
So I appreciate he's doing that, though. He's holding them down.
Yeah, exactly, man. And I think it's important to be stoic in situations like this because, of course, they want to trap you up. They want to trap you up into a side, too. They want to, you know, put you in a category as well. So it's good to just stay clear of the media. Right now would be a great time for Michael B. Jordan to be on vacation.
Right, right.
it'd be a great time for him to be on vacation, just kind of, you know, kicking back, relaxing. The worst
right.
thing he could be doing right now is filming another movie, because they can always catch him on set working and kind of ask him about these things that he really shouldn't be answering. It's not his damn business.
Right.
First and foremost. Everything that happens to everybody isn't your damn business. Just because you know somebody. I know Westside. Everything Westside do ain't my damn business. It's just not. That's the way it works. I wish guys could understand that a little bit better nowadays. I wish men could understand that a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah. And like they like to say in these spaces, two things can be true at the same time. Why wouldn't two things be able to be true at the same time? That's the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's as dumb as saying we're going to hold one of these imbeciles accountable.
Right. Yeah, the art of loyalty and the art of, like you just said, having your own business. Not everything is for everybody, but that art is just, it's been lost. You know, let's say, you know, Mike does something I disagree with. I'm not going to go on camera and tell the world, you know, I mean, that's, if I'm his friend, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm your friend, I'm not going to go on this Nazi Zionist camera claiming I'm a male in a manosphere and do some dumb, weak-ass shit, a weird-ass shit like that, or whatever it may be, if I'm your friend. Now, we can go behind the scenes and say whatever, such and such and such and such, but look how these Nazi Zionists move when these situations happen. They could be doing stuff with children. They could be white-collar crimes, whatever it is. They just zip it. And what we do?
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. I know everything. I done seen him. I was there. Blah, blah, blah. You want me to lay it out? Can't stand you police ass nigga. I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
Can't fucking stand
it. Right.
Can't fucking stand it. I'm dead serious, bro. I'm not talking about like people like Nathan Daly. I'm talking about these police in disguise ass niggas.
Right.
Can't stand it.
Yeah, we have to look at us as a brotherhood like they do. They don't even have to know each other. It's like a secret code of arms they go by. They don't have to know each other. They'll still, you know, based off the perception of how they look or the bloodline, whatever they want to go by in this nature state we're in right now.
Right.
In the jungle, if you will. That's how deep that is. That's embedded in them. We have to understand we gotta do that too.
Thanks. So Supreme 10 says, remember the pandemic, these parents did not want their children in the home. These parents used public schools as nothing more than free daycare centers. That's a fact. And it's been going on. Public schools have been free daycare centers. Hey, you can go there, get breakfast, lunch, and then you can figure dinner out. Get some cereal. Make a cheese sandwich or something. Dead serious. That used to piss me off during the pandemic, man. And I think that once we went into that state of learning, America should have stayed in that form of learning. I think that half of these kids are sociopathic and antisocial anyway.
Oh, yeah.
They actually thrived and flourished when they were at home.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. The only kids who had to go back to school that were suffering from being at home were the white kids who couldn't exercise any power over other colors of kids.
Right.
They go to school to practice that shit.
Right.
So you heard a lot of situations, and this isn't being racial. It's just the truth. If you look at kids that were flipping out mentally during pandemics, during quarantine, it was the white kids. Because they could not go to school and do the things that they needed to do.
Right.
It was the black parents that were flipping out about their kids being at home. Because, once again, they wanted to do what they wanted to do. Unimpeded. So, look, and it's not all. When I say that, it's not all. It's not all. I wish I could play this video, but I feel like they're going to try to tag me and flag me and, you know, bag me for a week on YouTube. But I thought this was very interesting that about 2 days ago, a substitute teacher in Texas had a fight club going on.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Right.
Yeah, I remember that. NBC yeah. News, and this is on YouTube. So, look, I'm going to play the shit.
Fair use.
Fair use. I'm playing it because it's already on YouTube. But I think this is something interesting that nobody really talking about.
I do not want this on record.
So, yeah, check this teacher out, yo. Check her out.
I do not want this on record.
Beatriz Martinez says it was like a fight club in class.
I was devastated. I was like, I couldn't watch the full video.
Her daughter capturing it on camera.
I had to stop it multiple times because I didn't think it was real. I said, this must be a prank. This is not real.
Mesquite ISD says a substitute teacher allowed students to fight each other Wednesday afternoon at Kimbrough Middle School. Witnesses say she even pushed desks aside to create a space for the 12 and 13-year-olds to brawl. Some left the classroom bleeding.
Who in their right mind? Because I trust my child to go to school, but I also trust the staff to keep my kids safe. And then this lady, she actually making them fight.
The district confirms the teacher outlined rules for the students to follow and even instructed one to keep watch at the door while fighting his place.
I need y'all to be quiet, though, because that door is open.
The school district has not released the identity of the substitute teacher, but did confirm that she was hired on March 6th. They say that she is no longer employed by the district and is not eligible for rehire. The district issued a statement to parents calling the teacher's actions, quote, appalling and intolerable.
KMS and MISD share the disgust you must feel about these events.
Even if they're short staffed, take extra precautions for these substitutes, these teachers, these volunteers. Take extra precautions. Is anybody monitoring their behavior?
Martinez says her daughter is now getting threats from other students for reporting it, something she says is also unacceptable.
I know my daughter. I know that she's a sweet girl. And to know that she's getting death threats, I hate that.
MISD says they've referred this matter to Mesquite Police to pursue possible criminal charges against the teacher. In Mesquite, Alana Quillen, NBC 5.
Yeah. So you got a whole teacher. They didn't even release her name.
Right.
They didn't even release her name. Man, salute the Red Wolf and Mandrell in the building. Y'all hit this link, man. Let's talk about this, man. Should corporal punishment be reinstated in public school? Let's get it popping, man. Look, let's get it popping, man. You on a big mic drop, man. You know how we feel, man. We love the kids, but at the same time.
Charlene and the kids.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck the kids?
Yeah,
fuck the kids, man. For real. For real. For real. I am totally against a child-centered, centric society. People stay together for the children. Everything got to be for the children. But then at the end of the day, the children never end up getting it. They never end up getting it. They're just kind of always, hey, look, yeah, exactly, Red. Well, they need their asses whooped. They need their asses whooped. Same thing that happened to us, right? Same thing that happened to us. Let me turn this fan on, man. It's getting kind of warm in here, man. All right.
Shit, miss. What's the temperature at? We at? What's the temperature?
Man, it got up to like 80 today.
Shit, man, it's goddamn 64 degrees, man. Minnedale Ray, man, this is crazy.
Hold on one sec. Yeah, man, they tried to break our momentum here on the big mic drop, but look, man, this is real content. Real content. Let's keep going. I don't want to see you, Lester. Get out of here, Lester. But, yeah, what do you think about that? A teacher running a whole fight club, dog. Whole fight club.
I'm with it, but, I'll try to do it in the gym or whatever. But they're going to fight anyway, you know, so at least he was in a controlled manner. But she definitely was getting off with that, you know. Look, you saw her face and all that. So it wasn't like he was like, all right, we're gonna learn from this situation and try to understand that fighting can be good and bad and what did we learn from this whole damn thing. But I think she was, hell, she might have been putting money on it. I don't know.
But she probably recording that shit, man, putting it out on YouTube and everything.
right.
And they on my tip.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're on my tip. Just go out to you, YouTube.
Look at that fucking shit. You're a fucking bitch.
Oh, man. You're the big mic drop, man. You know what I'm saying? You come with that mic drop.
Damn.
Got some new clips out here, man. We got some new clips out here, man. I just been clipping, man, trying to see what fit.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So, anyway, man, look, if y'all want to call in, man, 563-999-3573, you can give us a call, man. Should corporal punishment be reinstated in public schools in the United States of America? Should it be federally mandated corporal punishment? I'll take it a step further. These kids bad as all shit. They bad as all shit, bro. They shooting up schools, shooting innocent kids. You know, even after they graduate, they can still come back. You know, niggas used to come back to the school they graduated from to do shit like donate some jerseys or some shit. Come back with bullets and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what happened to coming back to the school and donating jerseys?
Right.
Oh, damn. They way worse than Bebe's kids. Look, they try to put that shit off on our kids. They way worse than Bebe's kids. Bebe's kids were just aggravating and needy as hell. But when you got a kid that has everything, including an AR-15, you know, and like, come on. Yeah, they way worse. They don't get their way. They'll throw a temper tantrum and just go take 20 people with them.
Damn.
Yeah, what are we going to do about this, though? Or are we going to keep kicking the can down the road, thinking that it's going to fix itself?
Yeah, they trying to based off all this, you know, new, you know, the Second Amendment. I'm not gonna get too much, but you know, they're trying to use this stuff to do that and ban it and censor this and take this off and don't have this part on your particular file, you know. So they're utilizing all this stuff and going, okay, look, you know, people are deleting themselves based off this because they have access to this, but they're not looking at, like the guy said, like you said, and many people have said, what is the mental evaluation of these kids and what's going on in the household.
Right.
Nobody really studies that. That's the issue. I don't know.
Well, it's really what's going on TV and social media.
Yeah.
That's what's going on in the household. It's TV and social media. Nigga, your mama got an Instagram page, nigga. She perusing for her Freaknik pictures on Instagram.
Damn.
She's not paying attention to you. She trying to get popping on Facebook.
Damn.
She trying to get her podcast going.
Damn.
Same with your daddy. So that's what's going on in the house of social media. Even the TV shows are about what goes on social media.
Yeah.
Even the news is about what goes on social media. Soon as somebody's deemed a criminal or they committed these horrible atrocities, right, these atrocities out here in the streets, first thing they're going to talk about is what your social media footprint looked like.
Right.
Oh, he was red pill. Oh, he was showing that he was MGTOW. Oh, you see how silly to identify yourself out here?
Right.
Even if you are part of a group, that shit shouldn't have a name. Especially a name that you could tag. Because now all they do is go through and they run a keyword search on that tag and they get all that information back. back during COVID, had a homeboy that was telling me, man, get into a gun club. Oh, man, they got this black gun club and this black gun club. I said, you sound crazy. You sound sick. I'm not putting my name on nobody's rolls nowhere. I'm on no damn gun club.
Right.
The FBI won't be waking me up in the middle of the night because of that. That's a fact. Y'all have to understand how this works, man. You're not going to get anywhere denying the truth. You're not going to get anywhere by ignoring what's going on.
Right.
Just not going to happen.
Yeah, it's we have to look at the situation. You know, a lot of people, it's really hard for a lot of people to look in the mirror and say, is it me? Is it them? But we have to look in the mirror and go, what's going on with thyself? And a lot of people, it's like kryptonite. They can't do it.
Right. Right. Well, trust me, if you don't do it for yourself, somebody's going to do it for you. And I'm going to leave it off with that, Westside.
All right.
I'm going to leave it off with that. If you don't do it, somebody's going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to listen. You're going to do what they say do. I hope this was enough tonight. Like I said, they kind of disrupted our momentum with the, YouTube getting a moral conscience all of a sudden. We've had people putting all types of shit on the internet. And all of a sudden tonight, YouTube has a moral conscience, a compass when it comes to the big mic drop. I'm glad y'all joined the show tonight.
Mic drop.
Like it or not, it goes down on this show. We've had some historic streams on this show. And I appreciate each and every one of you who engage in this show. Westside, you're one of my favorite. You're one of my favorite people out here, man.
Much respect.
Like I said, you done pulled up. You done pulled up when the nigga had his back against the wall. So, you know, much respect to you for that, man. But I appreciate you for joining the stream tonight.
Much respect.
All right, you got any last words? You wanna wrap anything up, man?
Hey, just keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing your lives. Keep doing how you do in your lane. I like your style, I like the production with it, you know, what you bring forth to this broadcasting and podcasting and social media. Keep doing what you're doing because they need this. And you have your own lane. A lot of people are in other people's lanes doing the same clone shit. But you got your own lane. It's like me, you, Red Wolf, and et cetera. So, you know, keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate
you. All right, much respect.
Man, much respect to you. Peace. Man, we got Westside Coolick in the building, man. Look, man, y'all checked us out tonight, man. Look, I hate they cut us down on the first stream. I'm going to probably chop up some good parts of that and put it out on YouTube so you can see it. I felt that was some good broadcasting that happened then. And, you know, the story's not always easy to tell. It's not always going to make everybody comfortable. You know, it's just not. Everybody isn't going to be comfortable. But everybody doesn't have to be comfortable because comfort is subjective. There's no universal comfort meter, right? There's nothing to measure comfort universally. So it's all subjective. That's part of what's wrong with this world. It's part of why kids out here jumping on teachers and teachers saying, you know something, fuck being a teacher. Think about it. Serious question. And even though you didn't answer tonight, this question will still remain relevant until you come up with an answer. Should corporal punishment be reinstated in public schools? It's your boy, Big Mike, man. Another episode of the Big Mike Drop. I just wanted to see y'all this Thursday. I'll probably be on Saturday, man, and we're going to jump into the boy crisis. I think it's the black manosphere in the boy crisis is actually what I'm going to be focusing on. But we're going to be taking that book, The Boy Crisis. We're going to listen to it, and we're going to break down how it applies to our current situation. and then maybe we'll do some more research and go down another rabbit hole with this and find out some other information that we never even were looking for, right? Might discover some shit. So it's your boy Big Mike, man. It's the Big Mike Drop. I will holler at y'all next go round. Thank you for joining the show.
LB.
Yeah, I'm so swift and so G-car. I'm so hip to this. I was like, if y'all would have came a minute earlier, you probably would have got me. But y'all too late and hung up the ball, you feel me?